A comprehensive study on Carroll County residents' spending habits and where they go for purchases was recently completed by the Goldstone Consulting Group, a contract provider for economic development strategies for the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. What they learned is nearly $69 million is spent out of county. A big chunk of that, more than $23 million, is on vehicles in 1 year. We sat down with Goldstone Managing Director David Gaines to learn more. What are the service areas residents are going elsewhere because they have to?
A lot of it is based on their commuting patterns for work. But we know that there's quite a few people here that commute into the Kansas City metro area. It's not that far. And so when folks do that, they tend to stop off after work and pick up a few items and then come back home. So we see folks driving into Sedalia, North Kansas City, Independence, Green Valley along the I-70 corridor to shop, as well as going north into Chillicothe to get the things that they need.
What are those sectors that they are buying?
In the look that we did, and this was a deep dive, the largest category of retail business is automotive. And you can simply look at that you don't have a new car dealership in the community. So folks have to go outside the community.
Shopko closed in Carrollton, and even a Dollar General can generate $2 to $3 million in a small community. So is the Economic Development Group here looking to fill that void?
Yes. In fact, that was the whole reason behind doing that retail study, so that you can show the decision makers outside of Carroll County that there is opportunity inside of Carroll County. And so we're looking for those retailers that understand rural markets and rural consumers, have the services and the products that they want. We have that data now that we can show that there is a significant opportunity for those who are already here to expand, and for those who are not here to look at and strongly consider new investment in the community.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about clothing stores. Did that come up in your study?
Yes, it did. I don't remember off the top of my head what those dollars are, but I want to tell you that's probably the number two or number three category where folks are A, shopping online to acquire, and B, potential for expansion in the Carroll County community as a whole.
It said that you will be doing a workforce and labor study soon.
Yes, that's already underway. In the last couple of weeks, in partnership with the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, we've distributed a questionnaire to all of the employers. And so far, I want to tell you, I think we've had nearly 60 responses.
Are you also talking to school districts or other education centers saying, hey, we might need to develop in these areas?
That's an excellent question. Once the labor, or as we call it, the employer demand study is done, what are the needs of the employers in terms of the skills of the current workforce and the future workforce? It is our intent most definitely to share that back with education professionals. That's a very important conversation to have, because if the employers can't find the people who have the skills to do the job they need to do, then they're most likely going to look someplace else for that.
What's the next step?
It's a two-step process after we've completed that. The first step is to give it to the retailers locally. That's the easiest way to create new jobs, is to expand with, help existing companies expand, to give them that data that helps them make better business decisions. Second, to go outside of the region and find those retailers who are looking for new opportunities and consider this part of Missouri as a good place to do business.
You can find the complete Carroll County Retail Needs Analysis on our website, kmzu.com. And tomorrow we talk with David about the economic development opportunities in Sheridan County. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.